Let's begin in the US, where former US Special Counsel Robert Mueller is in his second session testifying to Congress about his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and any possible obstruction of justice by President Donald Trump. The first session, which began hours ago, took place before the Judicial Committee. The second session, which began just about 20 minutes ago, is before the House Intelligence Committee. Joining me now is Professor Thaddeus Hofmeister from the University of Dayton School of Law. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning to you.
Can you tell us what has Robert Mueller said so far?
Well, he stayed pretty close to script so far. He's what you'd call a reluctant witness. He is not really excited or interested to be there, so he's trying to give very yes or no answers. And many times he's telling the members of Congress that they should look at his report for the details or for more information. So he's been very he's not gone overboard. He's not given more information. In fact, he gives less when he tries to answer the questions as few words as possible.
As you say, he's very reluctant. He was subpoenaed to testify before Congress. But from a legal perspective, what's the point of this hearing if he's not saying anything more or anything new than what's in the report?
Well, I would say the one, I guess, surprise, so to speak, that has come out so far is that he was asked on whether or not the president could be indicted once he left office. And he said, yes, the president could be indicted. He could be indicted for obstruction of justice once he left. And so that, I think, in a way, is somewhat of a surprise. I think really the main purpose for calling him is that, to be honest with you, I don't think many folks have actually read his report. And so the majority, the Democrats in Congress, wanted actually to give life to his report and have him talk about it and discuss some of the issues that were raised in the report. I think that's the primary reason they called him, so people, the American people, can just see and make their own judgment on whether or not the president acted appropriately or not.
I just want to go back to what you said there about the president, if he could be indicted, because as we know, the report did not exonerate President Donald Trump, but under the Office of Legal Counsel, he can't be indicted because it would be unconstitutional, right? So if he says that he can be indicted once his presidency ends, is that something that we could see likely to happen?
Well, you know, they asked that question, I don't know how many different ways and how many different people asked the question of whether or not the president could be indicted for obstruction of justice. And he kept falling back to what you said. The OLC tells us we can't do that. But they wanted him to make a determination on that. And he wouldn't do that. But I think anyone who reads the report can see that the facts are there. There's sufficient grounds to move forward. Now, whether or not a prosecutor wants to take that, Southern District of New York or any of the other assistant United States attorneys actually take that and run with it, that remains to be unseen. But I think the evidence is there to move forward on those charges once he leaves office. Whether that happens or not, that remains to be seen.
And has anyone questioned Robert Mueller on his or his team's bias in the report?
Yeah, and so that would be the Republicans' argument. The Democratic theme was obstruction of justice, and give examples. And the Republican had sort of a two-prong approach. They wanted to first say, first they wanted him to talk about that the report cleared the president of conspiracy, and they want to equate conspiracy to collusion, and sort of try to say he's clear on that as well. I don't necessarily think they made the connection. But their strongest argument has been partisan. They first tried to attack Mueller personally and say that he is partisan. I think that's a tougher sell to a certain extent because he has a pretty strong reputation. He's been doing this for a while now, so I think it's hard to chip away at that. I think they're a little more successful in looking at his staff. And one thing that did come out during the hearings was that staff handled a lot. He didn't, he didn't sit on every investigation. He wasn't part of every. He took more of a supervisory role, and so they went and they were able to poke holes at some of his staff members, arguing that they were pro Hillary Clinton and anti Trump, and they had some texts to support that. Right. And so they want to show that they had a partisan bent to this investigation, that they wanted, they had their outcome already envisioned, and they just trying to find facts that would suit that outcome. So that would be their counter argument.
And now that we're in the second session, which started just about 20 minutes ago, what's expected to be different about this session? compared to the first session?
Well, the major thing is he'll be assisted by Aaron Zebley, which is different as well, or he was supposed to, but I don't see him in the screen yet so far. That was his chief of staff. I think the big thing is the House Intelligence Committee is focusing on Russia, where before the Judiciary Committee was focusing on obstruction of justice. The main focus here will be on the connection between the Trump organization when they were running for office, President-elect Trump then, his campaign, and their connections to Russia. So that I think that will be the focus, since it's intelligence and about Russian interference. And so the focus there will be talking about the different ways and techniques that Russia used to interfere with our elections in 2016. And I would think more damaging information will come out. But again, at least in the report, they cleared him on the conspiracy charge. But nonetheless, I think they're going to be able to show there's some connection, that there is some working with, there is some connectivity between his campaign and folks in Russia.
Right. And what do you think Americans make of all this?
You know, I'm not sure, honestly, if people, it's just going to move the needle one way or the other. I think for some diehard people, they're dead set on getting an impeachment. From what I've seen, I don't think this is going to serve as a catalyst for impeachment unless something else comes out. I think for those who supported the president, I still think they're there. For those who are against the president, I still think they're there. And the folks in the middle, I'm not sure this is that smoking gun moment that's going to change their mind. So unless something else happens in the House Intelligence Committee, I think people are still going to be in their same camps that they were before these hearings started.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Professor. That was Professor Thaddeus Hofmeister from the University of Dayton School of Law.